The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Now we present Poet's Passion, hosted by Cookie Coletti.
Hello, and welcome to Poet's Passion. I'm your host, Cookie Coletti. This is a new show about, well, poetry. In this show, we will be presenting to you, dear listener, some of the freshest new poetry around, as well as talk to some of the talented poets that get featured on this show. If you're like me, your heart sings when you hear a good poem, and that's our goal with this new series, simply to make your heart sing. So, in that effort, here is our first poetry reading. It's called Cherry Street Jazz and is written and read by a very talented young lady named Sally Wiggett.
Cigarette smoke and darkness. The band stands alone in the spotlight, shadows on the brick wall, surrounded by blackness. The horn plays pure, slow notes, the melancholy sax joining in, and the seductive beat slowly pervades the soul. Nimble fingers pluck guitar strings, each note distinct and smooth, the chords strung out like soft-spoken words blown out on the smoke from a cigarette in the darkness.
Many of you will have recognized Sally from her work on Dream Realm's popular science fiction comedy series, Robots of the Company, wherein she plays Squeak, a character who just happens to be my granddaughter. Well, to clarify, I play Squeak's grandmother, Ruby Red Smoke, in that series. And what a blast we have making that show! Sally will be joining us later in the program, reading a poem by Dream Realm's CEO, executive producer, John Russell. In the meantime, I'm going to read for you an untitled poem that was written by Granville Scott, who may be best known to you as the man who wrote the Realm Weaver episodes Avatar and Siren Song. To spend a life in acquisition's reins, the fragile veil of human kindness rips. We play, as if at cards, with stacks of chips to signify our holdings and our gains. Each win, another's loss, each loss, a strife. We watch the stacks, with each round rise and fall, and lost within the wonder of it all, forget we play with symbols of our life. Are not the things but metaphors? Above all else, we give and hope for some return. But lost in give and take, we fail to learn and wind up loving substitutes of love. If we could freely give and give up all we see, then we might freely love and freely be. Next up, we hear from a multi-talented young man named David Ault, who wrote three new poems on a recent trip to India.
The Barabag Cenotaphs. Life still sounds within the empty golden tombs, jutting out from sand and stones and skeletal broken twigs. First customers for the guide. 50 rupees. First customer. 30 rupees, please. The broken tooth gravestones stand askew among the yawning columns, as sparrows call from dome to dome. The guides flit, shadows watching like the ghosts long since moved on. Next first customer arrives. He goes. There is no death here. Only absent memory created and left. It's all gone to pieces. The villagers. Brushwood doors and log piles, mud huts and domes of dung. Two boys sit in limpid shade of a scrub tree. The desert sand stretches out a dusty minefield. So much sand, what do they do? The men have left for the city. Women, children and the old are left now. We are the ghouls watching the poverty in this village of the hopeless, locked away safe behind air-conditioned glass. We will leave, but they may never. Dogs and goats scratch out a languid existence in the sand. Yet they are happy. The Jain Temple. An island of cool and calm. Birds fly around the temple, making nests in the carved roof. Ganesh, the cobra, and the priest watch over the proceedings as Jain waits locked behind grated doors. A simple life. Cotton sheets hanging by shaving mirror. The sparrows pick up leaves and twigs from the floor, then play across the temple tag or swinging on wires. The bell chimes as the old man chants hymns to the goddess enshrined in black marble. The sparrows play on regardless.
We recently caught up with David Ault and asked him some questions concerning his trip to India and whether that trip might have inspired his poetic nature. David, can you tell us a bit about the motivation behind your poems? I understand you recently went to India. Did that trip inspire your beautiful poems?
It's interesting. I hadn't actually been planning to write any poetry at all. It's not something I do very often, if at all. And I'd been keeping a daily blog for all of my time in India. And just one day, I was in Jaisalmer, which is almost on the Pakistan border. Now, Jaisalmer is an amazing place because you will see all of the army going through to going through the city. You'll see jets heading off towards Pakistan. It's quite a strange experience. But it was the first experience I'd had in India of actually being a tourist. Because I'd been working in Udaipur for 4 months, this was the first time I'd actually got to be a tourist, and I wasn't enjoying it at all. In fact, I was slightly ill, I think, from some water I drank in Jodhpur, so that really didn't help the way I was feeling, but it just got me into a frame of mind where I just thought, I have the beginnings of a poem springing into my head, and so I just, as I walked around the various places, I just noted down some of the feelings and some of the scraps of poetry that just popped into my head, and these poems were what came out, really.
Can you tell me what poetry means for you, either personally or as a writer?
For me, it's a very unique way of description, because I've always found poetry to be able to sum up feelings, emotions, and information about a place, a person, a thing, an event, in a way that prose just can't. You have to be very careful with the way you choose your words in poetry, because each word can say so much, so very, very much. Personally, it means it's a form of expression, but I love reading poetry, and especially Shakespeare. He's remarkably good at choosing all of his words. So yes, I think it's poetry is just so unique and so challenging and powerful.
Very interesting stuff and truly beautiful poems. Thanks to David Ault for joining us for this week's show. Vince Staden is one of the most talented writers on staff at Dream Realm, having penned a number of the most popular episodes of Robots of the Company, as well as the Realm Weaver episode Dead River, and writing and producing the comedy series The Misadventures of Sherlock Holmes. Who could ever doubt that Vince would prove to be a very talented poet as well? I will now read for you Vince Staden's poem titled Oppenheimer Girl. She thinks she brings packets of light to our random hesitation. She thinks she is modern art, conceptualized. The fastest colors on the canvas, an action painting brilliantly framed. She hesitates to leave the red room, the frenzied dance, the illicit hotel. Something within her refuses the exit. Her dangerous appetite, chemically imbalanced, suicidal stamina. She dreams in screams, dresses to be killed, reconstructed on the TV. She kisses pornographically without pleasure, brightly lit. She is the symptom, the cause, the diagnosis, the outcome, the cure. She is the eye of the hurricane, the accident, the main event, the fall from grace, the exodus. She is the magic mushroom cloud, the fission blast, the thermonuclear pulse, the smiling shroud, the ending. Jeff Niles is a familiar voice in the world of Dream Realm Enterprises. He is the man behind such voices as Zimtron, Dr. Philbot, Derek, and others in Robots of the Company, as well as various characters heard in The Realm Weaver and other Dream Realm Enterprises audio productions. He is the host of the interview show The Dark Building Lounge. He edits, he produces, and he even writes. I think you may be able to tell where I'm going with this. Jeff is not only a wonderful voice artist, but a terrific poet as well. He submitted two poems for us this week, the first of which is being read by our own Steve Anderson and is titled A Funny Thing, Love.
A funny thing, love. We just get it going, then all of a sudden, it was here, then it's gone. A funny thing how, in the beginning, the hearts of the loved ones were filled with love strong. And slowly but surely, over the months, through nobody's fault, we feel all of life's bumps. Then slowly, as if fading into the mist, is the face of the person who you shared love's first kiss. It gets a bit dimmer, then it fades clear from sight. Along with that face, memories also take flight. And soon that face is as if in a dream, 'tis gone from our hearts, erased from the scene. But wait, just a moment, some feelings are still there, the echoes of moments that we too did share. That hope for a time, of a memory spark, will light up that love that we shared at the start. And love will flood back, and the memories too, because in real life, true love will come through.
Jeff will now be heard reading his second submission, a poem called The Power of Words.
The power of words cannot be denied. They mirror one's soul, reflect what's inside. Flow from your mind to one's hand to a pen, so they can be uttered time and again. Can be profound, they can dumbfound, can be very clever or silly may sound. Words can be full of wisdom, happiness, joy, or inspire giggles and laughter from each girl and boy. Be harmful or loving, full of great cheer, or be taken both ways by those that do hear. Tell a great mystery, explain a full year, impart gales of laughter or fill hearts with fear. Do not use words lightly, do not words flaunt, 'cause sooner or later they will come back to haunt. Some words stay forever, when carefully chosen, for all time and eternity, they'll forever be frozen. Words, 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 Shakespeare in Hamlet did say. He inspired generations with his sonnets and plays. Some words that one says have not quite the same air. They're here for one moment, and poof, they're not there. Words that are written, words that are spoken, words of mere thoughts when one's just awoken. Some that are uttered to lie or to cheat, that are merely chosen in the midst of deceit. Some should be thoughts and never be said, because they might be hurtful. They should stay in your head. Some infuse passion. Some words are tender. Some not understood when one's been on a bender. Words do stir visions of worlds never seen, that let you be entities you've never been. Words take you to times, present, future, or past, take you there slowly or take you there fast. Some words are just stuck there, they come out real slow. Some will just burst out, they ebb and they flow. There are words that are spoken, words that are sung, words you trip over, some that trip off your tongue. They show what one's feeling, what is in people's hearts, make lovers draw closer or keep them apart. Words that one finds with great care we should choose, to deliver tidbits of knowledge inspired by one's muse. To teach our children to do their part, to make their minds grow right from the start. When the children grow up, you'll discover with pride that the power of words truly cannot be denied.
What powerful words indeed, Jeff. Can you describe for us what poetry means for you and what it does for you? For instance, is it therapeutic or is it just something you do for fun?
Let's see. I'd like to say it has some really deep meaning to me, but to me it's fun. I enjoy interpreting it. I enjoy writing it. I think I've got my love of poetry from my mother. She used to write these, like, short little poems that were just wonderful, light, fluffy, and she wrote them pretty fast, and I got that from her. I write poetry fairly fast. I write them for my own pleasure, mostly. I love a good poem, and sometimes I think I might even write a good poem.
How long does it normally take to write a poem? Is it a quick process, or are you one of those writers that agonizes over their work?
Most of the time I write poetry. One poem I wrote was called Hard to Get, which I wrote for a friend of mine who had asked me to write a poem for real fast and about unrequited love. And, I thought, you know what? Hard to Get. That sounds like a pretty good poem. And I wrote it in about 15 minutes. And she loved it. It was a success in her eyes, and I liked it too. I went to this event called PENZIC, which was for the Society for Creative Anachronism, and I wrote an epic poem, and that took me a couple weeks to write because it was so long. I mean, this thing was like 2 or 3 pages long when I finally finished it, and I was just inspired. And the Power of Words I also wrote actually fairly fast after another Society for Creative Anachronism event. And I wrote that one in about, 45 minutes to an hour. Dictated it actually to a friend of mine who wrote everything down. And then I took the notes and I put it to the computer. And within about, 2-3 hours, I completed it. And that was the Power of Words.
Wonderful, Jeff. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Sadly, we've only got time for one more poem this week. It's read by Sally Wiggett, and it's titled The Dream, and written by our very own Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Out there in the mist of my heart and mind, a dream persists, no matter the day or time. Can it be a mere fantasy? It can seem so unreal, but in my heart it's true, in my mind it's for real. Perhaps on some level, maybe in another place. Perhaps I'm living another life. It's a thought I can't erase. I see the dream often. It plays out in my head. I can almost touch and smell it. The dream is far from dead. Like a dance, like a kiss, or perhaps like a touch. I feel it deep inside. I feel so very much. I may put it aside, up on a shelf, on the wall. But there's comfort in knowing that no matter what, it won't fall. It's with me, the dream. It's within my soul. Just out of reach, not yet a goal. I'll hold on to it forever. That's what I know. As the dream holds on to me, heart and soul.
You've been listening to Poet's Passion, hosted by Cookie Coletti. We'd like to thank our readers this week, who will be listed in order of their appearance. Sally Wiggett, David Ault, Steve Anderson, and Jeff Niles. The first episode of Poet's Passion featured poems by Sally Wiggett, Granville Scott, David Ault, Vince Staden, Jeff Niles, and Jonathan Patrick Russell. The poetry heard in this program remains the intellectual property of the authors, who retain all rights to their material. This show was edited, written, produced, and directed by Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Poet's Passion was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. For more information about this or any of our programs, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That's darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, this is Cookie Coletti. Join us again soon for more wonderful poetry.
The theme tune for Poet's Passion was composed and performed by Kevin MacLeod. Additional music heard in this program was performed by various artists. All rights for the music used in this program are retained by those original artists. Join us for more amazing audio material found exclusively at DreamRealmSite.com.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.